Classic Hits, 99.7 KFRC, 8:15. It is Wednesday already, and Cammie and Dean here this morning.
Oh, my favorite thing about Wednesday is we get to get the full celebrity dirt from our friend in Hollywood, Perez Hilton. PerezHilton.com is the website, but we've got him right here on the phone on KFRC. Good morning.
Good morning.
I loved all your firsthand scoopage from the VMAs. Was that a thrill to be there?
It was a lot of hard work, more than a thrill. I mean, I had a really busy week. I can't really be the fabulous person that someone like Paris is, where she can just go out and party till 4 o'clock in the morning and then wake up at noon. Like, I'm up every morning at 7 working and slaving away, but I love what I do, so I'm not complaining.
Well, from the pictures, you looked good, and that's what's important.
Thank you.
Okay, now, I understand you're going to be the first to have the pictures of the new Japanese princess baby.
Princess Kiko's baby.
I am?
Well, this baby was just born yesterday, so we think we'll see pictures of the new heir to the Japanese throne long before it'll be a much shorter wait from when we saw Suri.
Well, Suri may be the baby. Who knows?
That's true.
She looks a little Asiatic, don't you think?
I can't get over the head of hair. I thought for sure there'd be a pompadour and sideburns on this baby.
It just raises more questions, I think, than answers them. The baby, I mean, I'm not a baby expert, but I don't think babies that are that little has that much hair look or that big.
So, Perez Hilton, what are you working on right now? You always have the first early word on all the big scoops and breakups and stuff like that.
Well, there's a little more, there's like a big Beyonce backlash I hear happening now. I've kind of been paving the way on that, but just now the Daily News is reporting that Paramount, who's distributing Beyonce's new movie, Dreamgirls, is a little upset with her and releasing her album now, because she did that without her father manager knowing, without anyone at DreamWorks and Paramount knowing, and they're upset that her solo album is taking attention away from Dreamgirls, who's coming out in December. I don't know how the album will do or not, but
yeah, Dreamgirls is bigger than Beyonce, so I don't think they have anything to worry about.
Well, that's one of the reasons that the Daily News is reporting that she released her album, because, you know, it's not a star vehicle. Beyonce.
Do you have any more word on the Owen Wilson, Kate Hudson thing? Because for a while there, people were thinking they were maybe getting back together and fixing up that relationship, and now it's blown apart again?
I don't care about them. Do you care about... I mean, I guess I could see why people relate to Kate Hudson. She's cute, she's blonde, she's young, she's Goldie Hawn's daughter, but she's a little boring to me. Last reports were that she was trying to make things work with her husband, Chris Robinson, but they've kind of ditched that effort now, and I think they're going their separate ways.
Oh. Well, but now she can go on to, she's free to date Nick Lachey and anybody else who's back on the market.
Well, Nick's taken Vanessa Minnillo.
Yeah, but that's not in stone. Not that any Hollywood marriage is, or any Hollywood relationship.
True.
Cammie and Dean with Perez Hilton. Nicole Richie, she married?
No, but she needs something.
All right, Jessica and John Mayer, they're saying no way.
No,
yeah, Jessica was on a few television shows yesterday, including Rosie's first episode of The View. And Rosie asked her if she was dating John Mayer. And she, I think the word she said, I wouldn't call it dating. I'm not really dating him, which is interesting because just last week, John Mayer posted on his blog, on his official website, this simple post that all it said was, I'm really enjoying this song these days, and then he put up a picture of the single cover art for Public Enemy's Don't Believe the Hype.
Well, then why did Jessica Simpson come out on the cover of People magazine with the big I'm in love thing?
Because her album came out last week.
Oh, duh. Hello.
There you go.
Man, that big Papa Joe Simpson, he's really
smart.
Thinking of all the angles.
He's crafty.
All right, well, Perez, I know you have much scoop to deliver today, so we'll let you go, and thank you so
all
much.
Right.
I know all the latest will be at PerezHilton.com.
Yes, have a good day.
Perez, so catty. Love him.
He knows the stuff, huh?